Bottoms up.
It's Cocktail Corner on 95BFM.
Thanks to East Imperial, premium tonic waters and mixers.
Gwillem.
Hey, gang.
Hi. You've done it again. You've done it again.
Again with some beautiful glasses. It's giving Baz Luhrmann's Great Gatsby.
I feel like we're putting the bougie or bourgeois in BFM.
We are.
Yeah.
The B stands for bougie now, guys.
Guys, we're still broke though.
Yeah, please don't
the B and BFM primarily. This has literally been funded by the good folks at Bluff Distillery.
Yes, and thank you so much to the folks at Bluff Distillery.
Yeah, we love Bluff Distillery.
Thank you, Bluff
we
Distillery.
Actually have Mr. Chris Fraser, the distiller, coming in hot. Sometimes we've just been at the official on premise launch having martinis. So
yum.
But not with Bluff oysters.
No, have you got some today?
I might have a dozen in my hot little hand.
Oh,
just sitting here on the bench.
Gwillem. Made my life
complete. You're
outdoing
yourself.
I'm not outdoing myself. I'm just doing myself.
So we've had oysters 2 weeks in a row now on Cocktail Corner. I don't know what is happening. It's delightful.
It is oyster season, though, right?
The season.
Well, the Bluff season does run from the 1st of March to the final day of August each year. So
we may as well
fucking lean into that shit
as well.
We're going to drink an oyster that's so damn close to the oysters, but they put no oysters into it. Let's add our own bloody oysters. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That looks so delicious today.
It's looking delicious. I feel like I've over catered. Like there's only three of us in the studio. Everyone else is buggered off.
Oh, there will be more soon.
Oh, we will be.
We're dumping out some Art Deco glasses. We are making the Snottini, and we have a splash zone today.
Hey!
We've got a splash zone.
Can we just move the splash zone?
No, we're going to move the splash zone more aggressively out of, like, at least it's not going that way.
Move it towards the panel. Rick would love
like
that.
Like, right on top of it? Like,
no!
Rick would hunt me down.
Don't even joke about that.
Rick would hunt you down.
Rick would hunt me down. He wouldn't kill me, but he'd probably hunt me down.
He'd probably hunt you down.
I'm just going to go dig for the jigger in my chili bin.
And then be like, you're a very naughty boy, Gwillem. Why did you do that?
Guys!
You took that to a really weird place.
I did.
Don't put words in Rick's mouth. So anyway, we're making three martinis while we wait for Chris to show up to talk to us more about the gin. So today we're using Bluff gin, and we're gonna do a little bit of a twist on the martini. We're gonna add a little bit of sparkling water at the end. So East Imperial soda water, just to give a little bit of a shoop, add some salinity and some CO2.
I do like a little bit of fizz.
We're gonna kick off. So we're making three martinis, so we're gonna put in roughly 20 mils. Of dry vermouth, the white clear one. We're going with Dolan.
Is little that a French good one?
I like Dolan. Like pound for pound, it slaps hard.
I like it.
It does the job.
Yeah. So I didn't know what vermouth was until I researched it about 4 days ago.
4 days ago?
Yeah, because I found that bottle that you gave me of red vermouth.
You were quite excited about that. You said you were going to drink it for a special family occasion.
I was really excited for it, and then I lost it.
How did you lose it? Was this in your giant bag?
It went in the cupboard.
We're in the cupboard?
And then I was just like towards the back.
Anyway, we've poured all that vermouth out. We've tempered the ice with the vermouth. So we've done 20. So now we're going to hit this glass. We've got a nice mixing glass. You're making a stirred cocktail today. I've got a frozen bottle of Bluff gin out of the freezer.
Oh, hear that for a pour.
So 60 mils of gin per martini.
I just had a fun fact.
Hit me with that fun fact.
Okay, so... famous martini drinker, James Bond, you know, shaken, not stirred.
The Vespa, it's not a martini, and whole other cocktail.
Yeah, but anyway, but you just said stirred and it reminded me. And I didn't realise it wasn't a martini.
So it's a Vespa,
but it's
still shaken.
A fun fact.
No, so the Vespa is 3-2-1 Russian, English, French.
Right.
So it's got to be Russian vodka. The gin of preference is either Plymouth or Beefeater, and you need Kinalile, which is a quinine vermouth from the UK. From France. Anyway, now we're going to do 2 bar spoons of the delicious juice
that
these oysters hang out in per cocktail. Yeah. So we're doing this whole 6.
I'm so excited. I'm literally writhing in my seat.
So we're looking at roughly 42 stirs.
Are you counting?
I am counting.
Okay.
And now I'm speeding up to mess with Anika while she looks at me while I'm counting.
I'm getting hypnotized by the stairs. It's
40.
It's quite engaging.
42 stairs. Clockwise.
42 thirds.
42 thirds clockwise.
Yum. What if you go anti-clockwise? Does
Tastes
a
de- different.
Does a demon come out?
Tastes different.
Really? Like, for real?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the good stuff. So now what we're going to do is we're going to take one of these delicious rocks knots and we're going to slide it in the base. Oh, that one's got two.
Oh, yeah.
Slide it in the base of these lovely
bluff
little coops we've
oysters
got.
Oh, my gosh. Chin.
Oh, hang on. Chris is texting me.
Where is he?
He's coming in hot. He's coming
Come
in
here,
hot.
Chris. We need you.
All the way up the stairs.
Oh, he's going to be so puffed when he gets here.
I know what that guy needs when he gets up.
A martini.
Or a hoon on the scrumper dump.
Oh, not this. Oh, actually, it's fresh with a bite.
Yeah, apparently. So now we're going to strain over the martini over this. Look at that beautiful dirty colour from that brine.
Oh my gosh. It's like a milky.
Can someone please take a picture of this for me so I can send it to the publicists?
Nice.
Got to keep the publicists.
Get the publicists on the air. Yum.
All right.
These look delightful. So it's like a very, very dirty coloured water.
Yeah, it's very dirty. Like we're tasting the essence of bluff right now. Like, and with the fact that the bluff gin has sold out, like you can't get a bottle till April. So if you want to pre-order a bottle, jump on the website.
Yeah.
www.bluffgin.co.nz.
So it sold out.
They sold out all 300 bottles in like a shockingly short 48 hours.
It's deliciously priced, like
$89.99.
That is so cheap.
Yeah.
For this,
yeah.
Like, this is the best gin.
Oh, cheers.
And the bottle is amazing.
It makes such a nice sound. Okay.
We're just quite cheers. Enjoying the Foley on that one.
We're just really celebrating.
Oh, smell that briny goodness.
Oh, it smells so good.
Oh, that's living. That is living, wow. Everyone.
That is the best is martini living. I've ever had.
Yeah, it's pretty damn good.
I'm notoriously not.
Oh, and the man
a
himself
martini.
Has walked in.
Hello!
With the man, the myth, the legend.
How are we doing?
I'm going to hand this over and the microphone over.
And they do have matching t-shirts.
Thank you, Gwilym.
Hello.
Wowee.
You're welcome, Chris. You're welcome.
It's like my brother from another mother. Just a ginger one.
You've got to have the rogue ginger in the family.
To confuse everyone, to throw them off the scent.
So, Chris, what do you think of this? What do you think of the spirit of bluff, as we're going to call it, I guess?
Oh, mate. It looks authentic. I can tell you that now. It's got a wee juicy wee...
It's got a juicy
morsel on the bottom, you know.
A little snot
it's
hiding
a little
there.
Bit dirty, so yeah.
I'll tell you what
Have
it
you
is.
Tried it yet or not?
I've had a little sip. Sippy sip. I'm going to make another one real quick, but tell us what you think. As the distiller of this delicious juice, you'll be in a better position to know, considering the oysters come from 300 metres down the road.
That is so good. That is so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, wowee.
What it is it's quite high at the top, and then you just get hit with like the beautiful gin flavour, but then it finishes itself off with that taste of the oyster.
Yeah, there's definite brininess in there, ozone-y and stuff like that, so yeah.
Yeah, it's got a really, interesting flavour profile.
Too right. Well
That's
done.
It's delicious.
Gwilym.
So this gin has sold out, and you've got to pre-order it now, guys.
Yeah, pretty crazy, eh?
Was that crazy?
300 bottles in 48 hours, yeah.
In pretty, 48 hours?
Yeah, really crazy, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we knew it was going to be popular. We knew the bottle.
Yeah.
Everyone could keep their hands off it. But, this is crazy. So,
yeah
bring it on.
Well done to you.
Thank you very much.
Are you stoked?
Oh, yeah, totally stoked, yeah.
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 Yeah,
we've been planning this for a while, and it's taken us a little bit longer to get to launch than what we thought. But, so worth it.
it's an... unforgiving environment, isn't it?
Oh, totally.
Down where this is made.
It is, yeah.
But
most days there's a light breeze of about 60 knots blowing through. So, yeah.
That's me on a quiet day, or Rick breeze on a medium day.
Yeah,
light
right.
breeze. It's 60 knots.
Yeah.
Well, that is how you make. What you called this?
I call this the taste of the spirit of bluff. Let's call it the spirit of bluff.
Of
Let's
bluff.
Be elegant and not call it the snotini like I was.
No,
that's
a bit nasty. And
the snotini. We'll call it the spirit of bluff. So,
and I want to pull you up on last week. You started calling everyone walks around in gumboots and calls everyone shag.
Mate, it's a thing.
I'm going to call BS on that.
Hang on.
Do you?
Hang on. Tell us your address quickly. Can you tell us your address quickly? Where's your address in Invercargill again?
Yeah.
In Invercargill, not Bluff?
It's in Invercargill, mate. But
what are you wearing in the distillery?
Gumboots.
What do you call people when you're in the distillery?
Hey, bro. Hey, cuz.
See, that's an Invercargill man. He's not a bluffer. He's not running around calling shag and lopping boys off.
I know. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, you've done a bloody good job no matter where you live.
We're happy with the juice.
Gin. Yeah, sounds good. Yeah. Cheers.
Sláinte.
Cheers around here.
Thank you.
Cheers to Bluff Distillery.
But if you guys want to pre-order it, you're out there listening in Radio Land, jump on the website and pre-orders are available. They will be shipping in April. Yep. And the merch stand is open, and the merch is good.
The merch looks great. They are wearing it currently, and I can
this is the oyster knife in line with the oyster.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Doing it all for the riz.
Makes sense.
Too right, mate.
Okay, well, that was...
What are you going to play us out with?
I'm going to play us out with Invercargill, the DJ Boring Emotional Remix from Eden Burns.
Love that boy. Shout out Eden.
No, shout out Eden. Well, thank you, Gwilym. Thank you, Bluff Distillery. Thank you, Chris.
Cheers.
Just a bloody good gin.